Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani. Good evening, everyone. We are so glad again to be here in the presence of the Lord to worship, to praise, to lift up, and to glorify Him, because He's worthy to be praised. So glad to know that you're able to make it back out tonight after being here on Sunday. We give God the glory for you, and we are asking that God will continue to grant you enough strength, that you will continue to show up to these meetings, because you come in here, strengthen me, and I believe it goes the other way too. We all need each other. And so I just bless the Lord for you and thank God that you're able to come tonight again. We just want to remind you that you will invite somebody else each time that we come to meeting, so that other people will get to know us, more about us, and at the same time hear about the Lord. If you're here tonight for the first time, we bless God for you, and we are so glad that you find it possible to be among us in this service. Bless the Lord. Now, as Pastor Fiani has said, tonight is the evangelical night. I know much we bless the Lord for those three testimonies. Continue to talk about the goodness of Jesus. And after all, He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that is what we're doing tonight. We are lifting up Jesus. I liken the good things that Jesus has done, both for us now and things of the past, as we give Him the glory and the praise. Thank you, Sister Bob, for reading to us that precious portion of God's Word. And I think I'm just going to finish that passage by reading from verse 36 to 39. Let me read from verse 36 to 39. That is St. Luke chapter 8. Sister Ben finished reading at 35, but I'm going to pick up from 36 to 39 as we finish that section of it. 36. They also which saw it told them, by what mean he that was possessed of the devil was healed. Amen. 37. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. 38. Now the man out of whom the devil were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thy own house and show all great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city all great things Jesus hath done unto him. The Lord bless the portion of his precious word for our hearts. Amen. Tonight, I would like to share from this passage with us under the topic, Rob by Fear. Rob by Fear. And fear is mentioned at least two times here in this passage of Scripture, which we will look at in a little while. You will remember from the last time that we did, we look at St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And as we look on Jesus' job description, six of them, one of them tells us something here. And this is what it says here. a section that we would like to highlight tonight. To set at liberty them that are bruised. One of the his job description is to set at liberty them that are bruised. The whole thing started by saying, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to do these things. And one of them is to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, this passage, as we read, Sister Bennett read the first part and I read the last part of it. This story that we have seen before us, speaks to us of something very delicate. Very delicate. Here is a man that is bruised. And there are many people who have been bruised in many different ways. And we have seen in our Bible studies how Jesus was able to set them at liberty, those that we looked on. Jesus was able to come to their defense, to set them at liberty. But here is another man who was bruised. Bruised in his mind, bruised in his spirit, bruised by the enemy. The enemy looked on God's creation. And the fact that we are created in the image of God, the enemy wants to destroy that image, causing us to function in a different way than how God intended us to function. And so as we see here, this man that was described here, he was bruised by the enemy. His mind were captivated by the dragon. He was being propelled by the dictates of the enemy. Whatever the enemy says, that he does. And it caused him great pain. And not only that it caused him great pain, others were afraid of him. In fact, the three Gospels carry this information. And one of them said, no man could pass his way, because of how dangerous this person was. There's another writer of the gospel that says he would cut himself with stones. Another writer of the gospel, speaking about the same story, said that they would chain him from time to time, try to keep him in a certain way, try to allow him to stay within the confine of the community by chaining him. And the word tells us that he burst the chains asunder. And he went and he dwelled among tombs without wearing any clothes. And at times he was even in the mountain crying out. A man who has lost his mind. A man who was under the direction and position of the enemy. A man who was bruised deep down. Out of control. And the community was afraid because of this man. Church, I want to say to you tonight, we have a man called Jesus. And he himself tells us the reason why he is here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He is here to set at liberty them that are bruised. And he came into the region, Jesus. And this man saw Jesus and immediately acknowledged Jesus. Jesus, he cried out, Son of God. And the words that he uses is, when he saw Jesus, verse 28 of St. Luke chapter 8. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. The enemy recognized Jesus and rushed to Jesus, begging Jesus not to destroy him. Now, it's interesting. The enemy is destroying a man. The enemy is holding a man captive and is destroying him. But now he saw Jesus and he's begging Jesus not to destroy him. When he is destroying a man. So what we find is that Jesus asked him, saying, What is his name? That is verse 30. And he said unto him, My name is Legion. Because we are many. Listen to that for a minute. The enemy cried out from the man, saying, My name is Legion, meaning we are many. When you look on this, what you find is that is a subtle act of the enemy to intimidate Jesus. My name is Legion, meaning we are many. The last time we checked the word Legion, it means 6,000. I'm not here tonight to tell you that it was 6,000 demons inside of this man, but certainly it was many hundreds of demons inside of this one man. The demon just said to Jesus, My name is Legion, meaning we are many. And that should send shockwave through Jesus and cause Jesus to back off. Because this man is wicked and dangerous. Remember what was said before, he would, when they bind him with chains, he would break the chains asunder and set himself free again. He would go in the mountain, he would cry, he would cut himself with stones, and no man passed his way. That is how dangerous it is. But here, he rushes to Jesus, fall down before Jesus, declare, My name is Legion. And that should intimidate Jesus. But Jesus, who have complete control. And I want to say to the church tonight, Church, you have a Savior. We have a Savior. We have a Lord who is Lord of Lords, who is King of Kings. He has defeated principalities and powers, and he has made a show of them openly. Hallelujah! Can somebody worship him tonight?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And with the unclean spirit, ask permission. Ask Jesus' permission. But instead of casting him out of the man and let them go in the deep, they ask Jesus permission to be cast into a herd of swine feeding not too far from where Jesus was standing. And Jesus gave permission for it to be done. Jesus gave them leave. And immediately they leave the man. And they went into the swine. And the swine said, instead of you living in us, we are going to kill ourselves. The word tells us that the swine run down a steep place and they all drowned and they were killed because of the demon that entered into them. They could not have gone in these pigs, these hogs, these swines, without Jesus giving permission. And the minute they enter into the swine said, we'd rather kill ourselves than have you living in us. And they all drowned themselves into the river, which was not too far away. But my brother and my sister, it is important that we come to this spot here. And that is verse 35. And when they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who kept the swine went into the town and told it abroad. And the word said, a multitude, verse 37, said a multitude came out to see Jesus and to see what was happening. And so this brings us to the first of 2 points that I would like to share with us tonight. Remember what the topic is. Rob by fear. Rob by fear. And the first thing that I would like to look at is the evidence. The evidence. When they came, they saw the man who everybody knows. Everybody knows him. Everybody heard about this man's behavior. Everybody tried to protect themselves from this man. And when they came and saw the man sitting at the feet of Jesus. In their mind, Jesus should be a dead man. Jesus should be a dead man. Because this man was a dangerous man. But when they came, they found him sitting at Jesus' feet, and more importantly, in his right mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The evidence. The man is the evidence of the power of Jesus. The evidence that something good can happen if Jesus touches a life. Hallelujah. The evidence that Jesus' power is far-reaching. Hallelujah. That even the enemy has to obey him. The evidence was sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed in his right mind. And some of us here tonight, I heard Sister Bennett testimony. She was so troubled that she might not get a space to park her car. Something affected her. But bless God, to show that God was working in her life, God showed her the evidence that he is at work. A full free parking space in the handicap area. So that she could park her car and relax her mind. The evidence of the empty parking space, my sister, Jesus is the one who provides it.
Amen.
Who is the man? The man possessed with the demon spirit that no man was able to pass his way. And moreover, the Bible said to us that it was a long time that this man was seeking this way. But hallelujah, hallelujah, the evidence of Jesus' power was on display right at Jesus' feet, clothed in his right mind. Church, there are many, many of us here tonight can speak of the different victories that God has won for us. Many of us here tonight can look on different things in our life, from our home to our car to our job to our body to different things, our friends and family. We can point to different evidences of how Jesus has worked for us in our life. The evidence proved, the evidence speaks for itself. The man was clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And you would want to think that they would, every one of them would start to clap and sing and praise God. But church, the very opposite happened. And this brings us to the second thought. The second thought. It is possible, church, it is possible for us to miss our moment. It is possible for us to miss our moment. So I am asking the church, I'm asking all the believers and all of you who are listening, pay attention to everything that happens. Accept everything that happens in the light of the scripture. Try, when you make your decision, to bring the scripture into it to see if this is the will of God, this is the way of the Lord or not. Because we can miss our moment of blessing by making the wrong decisions.
Amen.
Verse 37. Listen to verse 37. Then the whole multitude of the country of Gadarene round about besought him to depart from them. Have you heard that? They asked Jesus to leave. For they were taken with great fear. That is where the topic comes in. Faith, rub by faith. They were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and return back again. That is Jesus. instead of them exercising faith in Jesus, having seen the man, the evidence sitting at Jesus' feet in his right mind, instead of them exercising faith, give God the glory, give God the praise, the whole multitude ask Jesus to leave. And when I look on the passage, what I see is that the minute they asked Jesus to leave, Jesus left. What a sad moment. Believers, friends, visitors, what a sad moment in time. The Creator, the Savior, the Sustainer, He who created all things. Without Him was nothing made that was made. He who disarmed the enemy, defeated principalities and power. They ask Him to leave, and He left. What a sad moment. Because they miss their moment. They missed the multitude, not just one person. The multitude have missed a crucial moment. Sometimes you invite somebody to church with you, and you thought, as a result of the ministering of God's word, your visitor would have grasped the word of God and let faith build up in his or her heart so that they would discover who Jesus is. But instead, the opposite happens. They left church behaving as though they weren't there. Miss the moment. Fucking time we're here ministering God's word night and day. And many visitors listen through these lines, and we don't know how many of them may have missed the moment. Jesus was in the midst, and he didn't know. The multitude, it's there. Verse 37 tells us that it was a multitude of people. And I just imagine why they were there. Because the word said, great fear came upon them. And that fear robbed them of what they should have gotten. Because they were thinking, Jesus should have been killed by this man. How is it that the man is sitting at the feet of Jesus when we got there? There was a hush among the company. There was a hush in the crowd because they could not figure out what was happening. The power of, you know, in our services, as we are looking at this piece of information coming to us through the scripture, and as we are seeing it clearly in our services, I wish that every service, the power of God is manifested in this way. That the fear of the presence of the Lord gripped every believer, gripped every visitor, gripped every person as we hear the word of God. The fear of the presence of God. They were crippled with fear, realizing that there is something extraordinary about Jesus who is in the midst with them. And instead of surrendering to Jesus, they beg him to leave. And Jesus calmly walked back to his boat and left. I wonder how many hearts have been affected out of that company. As they think about, it must be somebody extraordinary that caused this man to be in his right mind. And they ask him to leave. This is where the country is right now, in the life of many people. In the life of many people in this country, they are asking Jesus to leave. Isaiah said we are living. Isaiah talked about the children of Israel. And Isaiah said, they are calling wrong right. And they are calling right wrong. We are experiencing that now in this country. And many people don't want to retain God in their heart. They are asking him to leave. The apostle tells us about a time that would come, and now is. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Listen to what the apostle said here. I read from verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy church. Verse 3, without natural affection. Hallelujah. Without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are of good. Hallelujah. Traitors, edgy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. The Apostle Paul said that this time was going to come, and it is here. Men are unholy. Men are unholy. Don't want to embrace holiness, because holiness speaks to the opposition of their own life that they are living. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So they are asking Jesus to leave. They're asking Jesus to leave. I thank God for the believers who, through difficult times, through challenging times, still maintain that relationship with God. He is the only one. Jesus is the only Savior. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. And we have found him tonight, and we are embracing him. We're not leaving him, because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us as believers. People in this country at this moment are saying to Jesus, leave. Depart. That's why we are seeing in the different churches the lack of attendance. That's why we are seeing the lack of interest in different programs pertaining to the church. People are asking Jesus to leave. Rob by fear. Fear that they are going to lose what they call a good life. Fear that they don't know about the unknown. Fear that people are going to say this or that about them if they start serving Jesus. The fear that the enemy has placed in the heart, they have swallowed it, and they are asking Jesus to leave. But these are not the only two things that we saw there. Here. We saw something else. As Jesus was leaving, this man was sitting at his feet, clothed in his right mind, rush after Jesus. And as he reaches the boat where Jesus was, he asked Jesus if he could come along with him. And he listened to how Jesus answered it. Verse 38, now the man out of whom the devil were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thy own house and show of great things God has done unto thee. And listen to what the man did. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city all great things Jesus had done unto him. Can you see the wisdom here in Jesus? Can you see the wisdom in Jesus? Did Jesus allow this man to come along with him? It probably would be the end of him with that particular community. But Jesus, realizing that these people have just driven me from their company, from their country, from their region. And therefore, he wants to show mercy on them still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this man, as much as he would be welcome to come along with Jesus, Jesus saw a greater need, one that he could address. And Jesus said, no, don't come with me, but go home. Go back into the same company that has just driven me away. And tell them, remind them, preach to them, encourage them about the great things that God has done for you. And the man hit the ground running, as the word tells us here. The man start to unload on everybody that he saw and tell everybody that he come in contact with the wonderful things that Jesus has done for him. You talk about a testimony. You talk about a testimony. He was able to reach so many people and be so effective other than if he had gone with Jesus. But Jesus, in his wisdom, saw where this man could be very, very helpful in this community. And there Jesus sent him to work. And he worked there. My brothers and my sisters tonight, all of us in the service, I trust that we have received the message from the Lord. He has committed unto us the message of reconciliation. He has given us a word to tell the community. And I trust that we are going to use this word effectively so that others will know about the goodness and the greatness of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The man who everybody was afraid of. The man who was abused by the enemy. Because of Jesus, he is not only in his right mind, but he is now preaching the gospel.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Jesus that we are worshiping. This is the Jesus that we are praying to. This is the Jesus we are serving. He has come to set at liberty them that are loose.
Bless the Lord.
You might be in this company tonight, and you might look back on your past, and only you alone know what had happened down there in your past. Only you alone know the secret of the heart outside of Jesus. I would like to say to you right here at this point, Jesus has the ability to erase all of those past sin and mistakes and to make you a different creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things becomes new. Jesus wants to give somebody a fresh start tonight. Jesus wants to give somebody a brand new start. Only we're asking that you don't turn him away. Fear has robbed so many people. Fear blocked us from achieving things that we should have achieved. And fear has caused a multitude of people to tell Jesus to depart. What is your fear tonight? What is your fear? Convert that fear into faith and take hold of the Jesus that we serve. He's still looking at you. He's still hoping that you will say, come into my life, Lord. Because if he can heal that man, it means that he can heal me. If he can deliver that man, he can deliver me. Regardless of my sins in the past, where sin abound, the Bible tells us, grace did much more abound. You cannot sin enough that grace cannot cover it. The songwriter said, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There, my burdened soul found liberty. That was at Calvary. Calvary cross, we will never forget. I am saying to you tonight, if you're here, the same Jesus who delivered that man has the ability tonight to deliver you. Don't let fear rob you of having Jesus in your life. I'm going to pray. I don't know if you're here in this company and you'd like a fresh start with Jesus. If you like that fresh start by faith tonight, just ask for a word of prayer. Pray for me. Pray for me that I might have a fresh start with Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. Over 2,000 years ago, yet it seems so fresh to us. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power you had then, you have the same power tonight. There is maybe in this company a soul that needs to be set free. If that is so, you are looking on that person, Lord. And we pray, Father, that faith, enough faith, will be generated in the heart of that person, or those persons, so that that change will come. And that faith will drive out fear, so that they will take hold of the promises of God and be a new creature. But I will look to you tonight that it will be so, in the name of Jesus. That deliverance will come to our heart tonight. And you will be glorified.
Yes, Jesus.
We wait upon you, no Lord. We wait upon you. Defeat the enemy who want to tarnish your image. Want to cause us to behave differently from how you want us to behave. Defeat the dragon, I pray tonight. Just as you did for that man. Do it for somebody tonight. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen.
And amen. Amen.